Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. On today's Fit Club, we discuss PTSD, the health of your beauty products, and we're joined by the all-natural athlete, Kern Blevins. Stay tuned for more.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, Fit Club.
All right, you guys, we're getting a little deep today because we have some deep topics to talk about. We have Lady Gaga, you know, confessing that she suffered from and still does from PTSD. We're going to talk about a recall, 1.9 million worth of chicken recalled.
Million.
And many other topics. I'm your host, Fallon Mercedes. You guys can find me online at FitWithFallon or FitWithFallon.com. Here with my lovely co-host.
Shaka Smith. You can find me online at Shaka Strong on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter. And we are joined by Mr. Kern Blevins.
Hey, hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, where can they find you?
Everywhere. You can just type in Kern Blevins in Google and you'll find the rest of my handles and everything there.
Hey, the song is getting me depressed. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's,
it really,
Kern, where can they find you?
Well, thank you for being on the show. As you can see, I'm rocking this all natural athlete t-shirt.
Where's mine? Yeah. Yes.
So thank you for giving me a t-shirt too. And we look forward to hearing you chime in on our topic. So let's talk about our first topic. All right. So Lady Gaga, I don't know if some of you know, but back in 2014, she kind of confessed and told people, you know, she was a victim of rape when she was younger. And recently she was on the Today Show and also volunteering in a community center. And she expressed that she suffers from PTSD. If you don't know what that is post-traumatic stress syndrome. And usually I hear that just from veterans. So I found it very interesting that she expressed, you know, from that traumatic event that she suffers from this mental illness. Shaka, what did you think about this illness and that she revealed, you know, that she's had suffered from it?
Well, yeah, I thought it was great that she was coming out with it and that, you know, it's something that, you know, affects a lot of people. It's not necessarily just people, veterans. And she did it at the LGBT center. So she went there to a center for homeless youth. And, you know, I think she just wanted to let them know that it's all right if you're suffering from something. But I think one of the great things is that, you know, here we talk about fitness all the time. And it is can really help with your PTSD.
It can snap you out of anything, in my opinion. I wrecked my motorcycle terribly. I totaled my motorcycle on I-10 about 2 years ago. Doing 85, my jacket sucked into the back wheel. Right over, you know. And so, obviously, by no means am I trying to say that that's in the same ball field, as, you know. But dealing with something that is terrifying, you have flashbacks to it. And I think that's a big thing for her to come out in the homeless arena. Because a lot of those people have had some really terrible things happen.
To get them in that situation.
That puts them in that situation. Exactly. And so I think it's really cool that she gave that, you know, like a piece of hope almost, to be like, hey, you know what, talk about it. First step, talk about it.
Yeah, at the center that she went to, it looks like about 75% of the youth that are there have reported sexual and physical abuse.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy whether they were doing that, whether for, you know, prostitution or money, or if they were forced into that situation. It's terrible. But like you said, fitness does have a way to pull you out of that. After my motorcycle accident, that's when I kind of reevaluated my life. I was like, okay, 28, you know, or 26 years old, wrecked this motorcycle, smoking two packs a day. You know, I was drinking. It got to the point where I was drinking like 12 beers a night, just working in a workshop. And like I said, I was flashing back to that, and I needed to make a change. That was that snap. And what happens? It becomes an addiction where you want to push yourself forward and get out of that scary thing. That's the scary thing you want to avoid, the, you know, and you're avoiding that. So if you can, I don't want to say let fitness consume your life, but it's not a bad thing.
It's positive.
You know, don't become obsessive with it. Be like, but you know, it's a good thing to have in your life, and it inspires you every single day, because it's the only thing that I know that you can do every single day and never be the best.
This is true.
You can always be better.
Lady Gaga also explained what helped her specifically was meditation, and that's one way that she snapped out of it. And, you know, research shows that, and I found this very interesting, that 2 weeks of consistent exercise reduces fear production and bodily sensations, which is equivalent to 12 weekly psychotherapy sessions with a counselor.
I think that's so important, because, you know, we say, oh, fitness will help with your depression, and people go, oh yeah, right, you know, like they're already depressed to go to the gym, you know. But it's actually backed by science. So I think it's something that if someone's suffering from something, it's an outlet they should be exploring.
What is that thing that it releases in your body, what's that called, the happiness?
Oh, the endorphins.
Endorphins. And it honestly, the hardest step is the first step. Get through the door and get through the people wearing Hawaiian t-shirts. Because the first time I went to the gym, it was the 1 year anniversary. And there's Hawaiian t-shirts and pizza and bagels. And I was like, I can't do
this. Where did you go?
I went to 24 hour fitness. And my girlfriend, she's like, I swear this is not like this all the time. And I was like, yeah, I'm sure. But after that first step, you're like, wow, like you get a sweat on. After that, you feel accomplished immediately, whether you work out at night, in the day. And then you go to the fridge and go, I'm not going to eat that crap. I want to be better. I want to be better every single day. Yeah. And so I really, the meditation aspect, I go every single morning. I wake up at 6. I walk out. I live close to the beach, and I sit at the beach. And I have my to-do list for the day, my notepad, and I do all of my to-do list every single day, looking at the beach, have a little white Maltese on my arm sitting there. So
yeah, I need to get into meditation. It's been like my New Year's resolution for the last couple of years.
Me and Shaka,
like,
we're going to join you one of these days. I think that sounds awesome.
You guys heard it here first. Hold them to it if you don't see the Snap stories. That's how I hold myself accountable, because every single morning I do an Instagram story of what I'm thinking of that day. Like today was, resiliency. Mm-hmm. Like being able to be knocked down and snap back into the form where you were before. So I think that kind of is involved in this, where it's like, hey, something bad happened. Mm-hmm. A girl messaged me today, and I'm not going to mention her name or anything, but she basically said that she found out that she's having carpal tunnel surgery. Mm-hmm. And that, so she's going to have that relieved, and she's not going to be able to use her hands for months.
I trained two clients who've had bilateral carpal tunnel.
It's hard. And I was like, listen, it happened for a reason. Move on, adapt, and strain legs or do this. There's always, where there's a will, there's a way. And so I really think that's a resilient, you have to be resilient in anything you do, and that, especially with post-traumatic stress disorder, that's a really...
I like that you're using your social media for your own personal accountability. That's really important.
One of
the positive ways to use social media.
I look at social media as a documentation. It's not for anything else other than I'm documenting what I do in my life, documenting a thought or a concept that I have on a daily, and if it helps one person, cool. If it helps 5,000, cool.
And have you ever gone back to look at some stuff and then been inspired by stuff you'd put out earlier?
Yes.
Were you in a better mood? Yeah.
100%. When I look at something, I'm like, man, I could lift that much? Wow, holy crap. And then 2 weeks later, I feel like a little scrawny. I was like, nah, I was big.
I was happy that day, too.
I was eating way more food then.
Studies also show if you work out in a group, it actually has even more benefits than working out alone as far as, the therapeutic aspect and just,
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Group therapy,
I feel like that's why CrossFit is so successful.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Because you egg each other on and you have support.
Yeah.
There's competition support group as well, as then you can look afterwards and you kind of have a camaraderie,
sense of accomplishment.
And you're just like, wow, like, yo, we did that together. Yeah. Whether I was first or last, we did that together, and that's something that nobody else other than we're going to do something in here that us three have. It's definitely something to deal with.
Even with myself, my individual fitness goals, I always seem to achieve them quicker and happier when I'm taking group classes than if I'm just training myself alone.
Sometimes you don't notice how hard it is because you're just in a group setting and you're having a good time.
The hour goes by much faster in spin class versus on leg day or something, right? It's so true, though. I've gone to Full Cycle recently, and I went with my girlfriend's mom, and we were sitting there, and I was like, who's bike 53? Who are you? It turns out to be this 60-year-old guy, and he was just cranking the whole time. He was just forget what this lady's saying. I'm just going to crush everyone. Mm-hmm. And I had a blast, and I looked at my heart rate monitor and everything. I burned 1,600 calories in 43 minutes. Or something.
That's awesome.
Holy crap. So I really believe that the meditation, having that resiliency to snap back after something like that and take the first step and communicate. You got to talk. If you're just going to sit there and just meditate, you're never going to be able to go, let it out.
Yeah, I agree. Right now we're going to be talking about beauty products, which I know you guys don't know too much about, but studies have shown that the African American beauty products on the market cause more health risk than to products that are, I guess, out there for the general public. Yeah. Shaka.
Yeah, I mean, it was surprising, disappointing, of course.
Yeah.
So they found, 25% of those kind of products marketed to the African American community scored low on the non-harmful scale, whereas 40% scored low in things that are marketed to the general public.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think it speaks to, the voice. Because what happens is you have lobbying groups that lobby for certain regulations and want certain things in different products. Mm-hmm. And so if that voice isn't being represented, I think, you have manufacturers who will try to get away with more.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up to consumers to really know what's in their products. And that way...
Accountability.
When the buying power goes up and, a company loses money because they're putting harmful products in their things, and, they'll certainly change their practices.
Yeah.
some of the I guess most harmful products on the market, hair relaxers, hair dye, bleaching products. I mean, there's so many other products, even lipsticks, even deodorant. I know I heard you mention parabens.
Yeah, parabens. What are they? What are they in? What do they do? I have absolutely no idea. My girlfriend walks around every single day, and every time we go to Sephora or MAC or this store or that store, she's walking and looking for parabens, and, you know, I sit here and wear Old Spice, but, you know, but I know it's in that, because she yells at me all the time, and she wants me to switch to a Tom's.
Tom's, the all-natural.
Yeah, like an all-natural, you know, a version of it, but it comes down to education and the voice of it, too, like the accountability. Like you said, like, if no one's going to yell at me for something, I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep doing it. And that sucks. That's a shame that, you know, it is that way in terms of the percentage is very high.
Yeah, and you're getting, like, what in the hair relaxers, formaldehyde, you're getting retinol palmitate.
That's insane.
So these are huge issues.
Yeah.
But what is it? Skin Deep. You can go to the Skin Deep database online and look up over 64,000 products to kind of find where they fall.
Yeah.
Why is it not all products? That's my question.
You know, I think
they're still researching. Yeah. They haven't researched all the products yet.
I just look at it like, isn't that what the FDA is for?
And that's what they should have been. Yeah, this is an independent group.
I just look at that and I'm just like, you know, why is there no database where I can go right now and search every single thing, what it's made of and what it's... Because, you know, someone goes to the grocery store and, you know, whether you're putting it into your body, on your body, or around your body, I don't care. I want to know what's going on with it, because so many times you open up that ingredients box and you're like, oh, wow, it's corn puffs, but the first thing is six different sugars. Yeah. And people don't understand.
And there's no corn.
Exactly. Or it's just
corn puffs doesn't have corn.
It used to be corn, and then it was fed, you know.
Yeah, it was like Oreos, right? For some reason, I thought that cream must be cream, and then I found out it's just chemicals.
So I kind of like assimilate the two, where, you know, you slowly see the organic movement starting to become a thing. Yeah. Like when I just visited family back east in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, middle of nowhere Amish country. Never had I ever seen a gluten-free aisle in the grocery stores, but they just popped up.
Yeah.
So I look at the exact same way, but that whole gluten-free aisle was gluten-free, sugar-free, dairy-free, that, but it also had health products like deodorants and stuff, because people are starting to say it.
They're starting to wake up.
But it's the viewers. It's all viewers and people.
It's
being
driven by our consumption.
Supply and demand.
Yes, exactly.
If you don't buy the garbage, nobody will give you garbage anymore.
Exactly.
You have to use your voice. So I kind of like throw it back to the power of the people aspect in this point.
The thing is now, and I think this is what it is, I think, you know, years ago when these products were first being made, we didn't see the effects of it. Now you're seeing tons of breast cancer. And what it is the deodorant has these different harmful things in them that they're, after somebody has breast cancer, they realize, it's from the deodorant. Every day you got to think you're putting on deodorant. It's leaking into your breast tissue. A lot of women who, you know, can't conceive, they're having conception problems.
Yeah, we know the parabens affects your hormones.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's taken so long for us to see the effects that now everybody is waking up.
Well, through the internet, we have transparency. So you can look up certain things that you just couldn't look up before. Before, you had to be like, well, I guess if the FDA or whomever says it's all right and it's in the grocery store, it must be safe.
Yeah.
That was the thought process. But now we can kind of go do our own due diligence.
It's a snowball too, though, like you said, like for years everybody just generally accepted it, and so the snowball grew, and now we're sitting here going, holy crap, how do we get rid of that?
And it's just like the meat on the market, the chicken. There's a 1.9 million recall on chicken.
1.9 million pounds of chicken. It's insane.
1.9 million pounds of chicken.
That's a lot of chicken, by the way.
That is tons of chicken. Yeah. And specifically this chicken, it's chicken that's sold fully cooked in the store. So the days that you're tired, that you're running to the store, you know, sometimes I do. I love the little rotisserie chickens. And the problem is that even though they seem to be fully cooked, they're not fully cooked. And now there's a lot of cases of gastrointestinal illness, people having a lot of stomach problems, issues with salmonella. Yeah. So it's to the point where we can't even trust the meat that we're being served. And never mind if it's not cooked all the way. I wonder about the antibiotics that's in it.
How long it sits out, too. Don't forget that. Every time you go to a grocery store, it's mandatory on those chickens to post what time it was laid out.
Yeah.
So if you look closely, I actually watched a whole nerdy Dr. Oz episode on this rotisserie chicken. And I watched the whole thing. I was like, wow, like, I didn't know that. And they were like, check this.
Check the time.
There's so many little things like that that you can do to save yourself, but at the exact same time, it doesn't matter. Because that's never going to be an organic rotisserie rotisserie chicken that was farm raised that had 6 miles to roam around. Yeah, you know, right? And I thought it was so funny today. I was looking at this. And I don't know if you're able to show this. That is what blows people's minds.
Are you able to zoom?
I don't know if you're able to zoom in, but basically it just says, "Hey, this is cage."
This is a cage-free chicken.
A cage-free chicken is one of those that live in the 200 yard. Like on top of each other, that are fed steroids, broken bones, and
it's disgusting.
And then this is pasture raised. So people don't understand that they're using marketing tactics to trick you.
Yeah.
And so you walk into the store and you're like, I wonder why 1.6 million pounds of chicken has been recalled or impounded that is all in everybody's houses right now that they're going to eat cooked because they won't even know it. That's the crazy part. Like my mom texted me and they're like, "Hey, like there's a recall on this." And I'm like, "I would have never known that." And, you know, how is there not like something that pops up on your TV and it's like, "Hey, by the way, you could eat this and get really sick and your kids could."
It's going to be the occasional news story or something on Twitter, but if you missed it, you wouldn't know.
Like, "Oh, you mean Mad Cow happened because cows were technically living on top of each other and they were being fed corn and the corn couldn't digest inside their bodies. So then bacteria started to form in their bodies. They pooped the bacteria out, it got on the cows and then it was processed and we ate it."
Yeah.
That's Mad Cow disease. Let that blow your mind, and let's talk about vegetarian and vegan diets.
I'm surprised I'm not a vegan yet. I've had salmonella poisoning as a child. What? I was hospitalized for 2 weeks.
Wow.
And
that's crazy, by the way.
That's where you want to retain the PTSD and then decide.
So I think we all need to eventually get on board. But I am cutting down my meat products. I've been doing a lot of the Meatless Monday, incorporating more vegetables and garbanzo beans.
And it's still a choice. You know, I encourage people to go vegan, but if it's not for you, it's not for you. But as long as you know what you're eating and you're aware of your health and, you know, the things you are putting into your body, I think you're your best line of defense.
I think the best thing is when you go all natural, just like our athlete over
here. do what I can. What I can.
So I was backstage with you before the show, and I so wanted to talk to you because you had so much great energy, you're in great shape, but I was I need to save it for the show. Yeah. So let's dive in, because you're a man of many traits. Yeah. Let's first talk about these all-natural shirts. Where did it derive from? How did you become an all-natural athlete?
Okay, well, that's kind of like 0 to 60, let's go. I work in the music industry by day, and I've toured and traveled for a long, long time. I've been around the world and back, you know, in 2 years.
You're a manager, right?
Yeah, I'm a music industry manager by trade. And in two years, I was home for 35 days. The rest was on the road, traveling, and you know, I was all over the place. And via that, obviously, you can imagine processed foods, sugars, all of that, smoking a lot.
Yeah, I see the alcohol on your thumb.
Yeah, drink. yeah, drinking a lot. These are even. There's so many funny things. And so basically, from that. Like I said, I wrecked my Harley, and after wrecking the Harley, I had to make a life change. I'm like, man, I'm creeping up on 30, I'm smoking too much, I'm drinking too much, and I have to just have that awakening. And so I lost 75 pounds in 6 months.
Wow. Yes!
You just made a commitment to yourself,
basically,
right?
Basically the girlfriend, you know.
The before and after pictures, if you guys are watching on YouTube. Look at that.
Yeah, so six or seven months, and a lot of people, well, I didn't even realize the change.
Yeah.
Just because I went to the Rose Bowl with my parents. Yeah. That night after the Rose Bowl, I sat outside and smoked 2 packs of cigarettes in my face, drank 6 beers, and I went, "I'm done. I will never touch this again." Yeah. That's
good
it.
For you. Wow.
You know? And so from that willpower aspect.
So we're not going to have a drink after the show.
No. I'll have like a drink here and there, but it's very rare. But I quit smoking, and so from that, I didn't post any photos. I wasn't like an Instagram kid. I had, you know, just a couple followers here and there. And my girlfriend posted a photo after the whole transformation on vacation. Yeah. And everybody went, what did you do? What happened? And so from that, I launched a free 30-day challenge. And I said, let's go, internet. You know, if you want in, let's go. So I had 500 people sign up for it.
Wow.
And from that... so it was kind of my proof of concept, where it's very, I cut out all artificial sugars, all artificial sweeteners, cut out grains, dairy, and basically you're just eating whole foods.
Yeah.
Like, it's very simple to think. How to eat healthy? Anything you can go in the supermarket, you flip over and there's more than one ingredient in it, don't eat it.
Yeah.
A carrot is a carrot. You walk in there and apple is an apple. You're not flipping that over going, hey, where's the rest of the ingredients and added sugars? But then you walk in there and go, man, I really want some tortilla chips. Well, why is there 63 different ingredients in your tortilla chips?
Yeah.
And there's 16 in your salsa. There's salsa is three or four different things. Mm-hmm. So launched the challenge, proof of concept. It was amazing. I love, you know, a bunch of people lost weight.
And how long ago was this?
February of this year.
Oh, wow. So this was recently.
This is all.
And when did you lose the weight?
Well, January was the transformation photo.
And so had you been in shape like that before?
No.
Oh, wow.
Meaning I was always the guy who was like, oh, I'm big boned. I play college sports. You know, it's I'll never have a six pack, whatever it is. And because I never cared about my diet. Yeah. I was not focused on that aspect. I was never tracking my food and mm-hmm. really caring that much. And my my girlfriend Chelsea, she is celiac.
Oh, so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's no gluten in our house. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing I started cutting out was like sandwiches.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, I'm not eating sandwiches anymore. I used to have like two sandwiches and a, you know, Amy's microwavable piece of crap and this piece of crap too. And I was just eating all of it, tortilla chips while I made all of it.
Do you know what the Schmuckers peanut butter and jelly things are?
Yeah. Are you talking about Uncrustable things?
Yeah. I've never seen that in my life until one of my clients was eating it today. And I was like, what are you doing? What is that?
That's a no-no, right?
Yeah. It's really crazy when you like my number one thing right now is if you're sitting at home and you're about to make dinner at 6:30, go right now to your fridge or your pantry and just flip over five things and read the ingredients on the back. And you're going to see there's 73 different names for sugar, something like that. There's 73 different names for sugar, and it's all hidden in your food.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to tell you that. Yeah. So did that. From there, launched I thought the All Natural Athlete was a cool name because I didn't take any drugs. I didn't take any steroids. I didn't take any supplements per se, other than like fish oil or like a multivitamin.
Yeah.
And no pre-workout? No?
No. Really? I black coffee.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I just drank black coffee. And basically from that, my Instagram grew slowly, and I went from like 1 or 2,000 followers to 10 that I'm at now. And this sponsored by Garden of Life, which is the number one organic, you know, protein and supplement brand in the world.
I need some of that. Yeah. One of you guys. Yeah. Please pass it my way. Trust me. Tried it.
Garden of Life, Garmin Fitness hit me up. Nike Training hit me up. And then this company Compex. So I'm very blessed to have amazing people reach out to me and say, hey, how can we help you? Mm-hmm. And so at this point, I love doing giveaways with Garmin. I'm launching the shirts and stuff. I don't charge. I don't sell them.
Yeah. Oh, you know.
No. So basically,
I got a free one. Thank you.
No, I don't charge any. But my idea right now for the shirts is anybody who takes a challenge, I want to give them one for free.
They pay
for the shipping. Yeah. And so I'm launching one on January 1st. Where hey, anybody who comes
January
to my,
yes.
you know,
got
anybody
it.
Who comes to my website. Thing. You can purchase the crew neck, you know, limited supplies, because I can't just throw out like $10,000 and do
it. And what's the website so our followers can go?
My name, KerenBlevins.com. And it'll just be up there. It'll say, hey, do you want a hoodie? Do you want a gray t-shirt or a black t-shirt?
So
and,
awesome.
And then supplies while they last. And then anybody who else wants a fitness program, you'll get it for free. Free 30-day challenge, and the winner will get a Garmin smartwatch that's $400. And so
awesome.
Whoever's the best transformation.
So what happens after January 1st? So you do a 30-day challenge. Are you going to do other 30-day challenges, or can people come to you on January 15th? And, you know?
I did the whole personal training thing, but what I realized is I'm not a trainer. I don't want to be a person who is interested in selling supplements, selling programs. I want fitness to be free. 100%.
Yeah.
I genuinely believe that people should be able to walk in and I want to be Oprah. You get a program. You get a program. You get a program. You get a program. You know, there's big business that can, like, the big business and big industry can, if they're killing us, there's absolutely no reason they can't fund us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at Big Tobacco and Truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was started. Truth was started by an anti-smoking settlement. Sugar is the next to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And so I'm just looking at it going, hey, who can be the person? I've recently started speaking at colleges about entrepreneurship and business, because I've owned my own business for a long time, and fitness.
Yeah.
And so what I really want to focus on is getting to that point where after I speak to these kids, stepping back and go, hey, your college brought me here for $0. Here's this program, because you don't want to end up like the guy you saw on the TV.
Yeah.
Because that's somebody who just didn't know, didn't care to do any better, and then you end up in that dark, slippery slope a little bit, you know, and nobody likes being in that negative space. So the t-shirts, like I said, I don't sell them. I just, people are hitting me up about them saying, hey, can I get one? Can I get one? And I just want to give back, because my genuine belief is the more I give, the more content I create, I can go create, and then I can ask.
Yeah,
because, I love that concept. And it reminds me of Blogilates.
Okay.
Have you heard of her?
I haven't. No, I, the only I'm not. I try to stay away from anything else online because then I'm not original.
Yeah,
well, it's, yeah, it's so hard. You know, like,
I don't
want to
mimic.
Yeah,
I don't want to mimic and be like, hey, I want to be like that Kayla Fitness girl.
Well,
you know,
or, with her, she started off as a group fitness instructor, and she couldn't teach her class anymore, so she just started doing online videos. Her community is out of this world. Yeah. Like,
people don't understand that. That it's not a matter of like, hey, buy my $100 program, my $500 program. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I go into 24-hour fitness. They're like, we're running a deal, 7 workouts for $6.79. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, holy crap. Yeah. Like, what if I could say, hey, come to this gym for free and we'll figure out a way to make money somewhere else. There's money somewhere else to be made. Yeah. And so that's my main focus for the basically 2017 as a whole, is to speak at as many schools as possible for completely free as long as they fly me there. And give as many programs out for free as possible.
So
That's 2000.
It's all about education.
Yeah. It's good because then technically, and somebody said this was abrasive the other day especially, but they were like, hey, they were like, I said, I'm doing this so I can get my health insurance bill lower.
That's
the only reason I'm doing it, because I saw that it's supposed, like, my health insurance is supposed to go up to 470 or something next year.
Oh, wow.
And I'm sitting here going, the reason I'm paying 470 is because a mother of three in Alabama who doesn't know any better is giving Mountain Dew to her kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I want that to change.
Yeah.
Because I don't want her to even know what Mountain Dew is. Like, I talked, you know, Chelsea, my girlfriend, I'll tell him, like, listen, our kids will think that raw donut holes with dates and coconut is the fucking
norm.
The Snickers of the world. Yeah. You know what I mean? And they will be stoked for carrots and salsa, and they'll be stoked for that. Yeah. And not walking around going, where's my mac and cheese? I won't let that happen.
It's so funny because I remember my auntie Boo Boo, she would babysit, and she would make us sit down and eat our vegetables. We used to have, however old we were, I was 5, I had to take 5 bites of my vegetables. And I used to hate it. I'm like, dang, now I'm 9, I gotta have 9 bites.
Yeah.
But now that I'm so much older, I'm like, that's where it's at.
Yeah.
Like, here I am, like you had the secret the whole time.
Are you still abiding by it now? So you're up to a lot of bites, right?
I do. I do like 30 bites now.
Multiple bowls.
Are you trying to call me old?
Just wondering.
Hey, it's really crazy, too, because a lot of people that are on any, like, fitness plans, like, people hit me up, like, hey, can I take this program or this program? I'm like, listen, here's the PDF. Educate yourself. If you have any questions, let's go. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are like, I've never had one person hit me up saying, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Good
never,
for you.
Never a client. Because if you think about it, you go try to eat 2,500 calories of single ingredient items. That's a lot.
Exactly.
Of, that's a lot of vegetables, bro. That is a lot. You're having bowls of vegetables, and then you have black beans, and you have, you know, there's all these there's all these, you know, foods, and so it's all education based, and that's my goal. That's my goal with the whole thing.
Let me play devil's advocate.
Let's
just a little. So
favorite part.
Coming from the personal trainer world, coming from the corporate world. Mm-hmm. We have found, or I've noticed, and a lot of my clients, those who don't invest do not see the value.
100%.
So when you're giving your product away for free, how do you rationalize helping your clients or help them find the value in something that they did not pay for? And this is one reason specifically why I will not train my friends for free.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even train them at all.
Don't take it seriously.
Because I don't want them to pay me, one, because I feel bad taking their money. And then if I tell them I'll train you for free, they don't take it seriously. So I actually don't even train my friends at all.
It's
I won't
hard,
train
right?
you. Yeah, I won't train you. You could work out with me once or twice, but if we're friends, I won't train you.
It's formal training.
Then it's just a wasted hour for you where you could be making money, and they're just kind of like...
And somebody who's really dedicated and that's going to see results or wants to see results, real results.
What I found personally so far is when it hits, it hits. If that makes sense. Like, I have a few
kids. Like, when
kids,
they're ready, ready.
Well, that, but I mean, if you do the challenge, what I've realized is the challenge creates a lifestyle. Because after 30 days, if you cut sugar out and if you cut these things out, I'm seeing dudes lose 10 to 15 pounds. I'm seeing chicks lose 7 to 9 pounds. People go, holy crap. And after the, like, if they're honest with themselves, if they're not, I can't go and hit them over the head. Mm-hmm. But at the exact same time, one of my favorite things to do is, when people hit me up for a plan, I say, no problem, copy on 5 of your friends under this email and I'll send you.
Ooh.
And
so now you have some sort of accountability. I like that.
Bingo. And so basically when one girl sees, I'm giving programs away for free, message me for a 30-day challenge. Some girl goes, and I go, hey, copy in 5 friends, your mom, your dad, your brothers, your sisters, your best friends, your bunk mates, whatever it is, and then I want you all to do this together. And then all of them are like, hey, thanks so much for this. Do I hear from them again? I don't like bugging people and following up, but at the exact same time, I've seen enough people tagging me in posts, tagging me in photos, emailing.
That you know it's working.
Yeah, saying, hey, like, I really appreciate that. My dad lost 4 pounds. My dad sent me a photo. He's like, Curran, I'm down 17 pounds. And I'm like, wow, like, who would have thought my 63-year-old mother would have gone vegan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, from all this education and just seeing the difference in the food and everything. So I do not have an exact answer of the payment yet, but that's why I like t-shirt shipping idea.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to do.
So you're invested in... Yeah,
because even if it's $13 for flat rate UPS or $15 or $20, yes, they're buying a t-shirt per se from me just to have it shipped or a sweatshirt to have it, but I don't know anybody who sells a sweatshirt for $20, let alone gives you a program that could be charged $250 or $300 for it and gives you all the tracking and... You know, so I just look at it like, I just want to give these people things so then they can flip around and go, hey, that really worked for me. I appreciate
that. Love that.
And then it'll come back. Yeah. At some point, I'll write a book. At some point, I'll go to their college. Right. At some point, like I said, colleges are my focus right now. And I want to, for every college I speak at, I want to speak at the YMCA in the same town. Yeah. That's my goal.
Because then you're reaching them, fomenting those ideas of fitness and health that you get after you leave. Yeah.
Because nobody preaches that.
It's such a crucial time because you're becoming your own. Yes. You're no longer under the supervision of your parents. You're on your own, and that's going to, create the path for your future and how your future is going to be.
And you haven't started cooking yet, so you're probably already thinking, when you graduate, now if you already have this thing that you know is healthy and a way to go about it, you're going to make smarter choices.
But then think about what's deeper in that, right? Like you said, they don't cook yet.
Yeah.
They don't shop yet.
Yeah.
They have to eat at the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I can get those people to then go home, and it's a supply and demand concept, if they stop eating the garbage that is at those mess halls or whatever you call them, the cafeterias, what happens if they stop eating the pancakes that are garbage and they request, gluten-free pancakes or single ingredient items, or they don't want the processed turkey burgers? What happens if college kids do that? They go home and tell their little brother about it, and then they start eating that way. Then their mom. So I don't even need, because I'm
a ripple effect.
I'm very abrasive when I speak to the colleges. I did a Skype one for like 500 kids the other day, and it opened up. I was like, "Hi guys, how's it going?" And they're like, "Good, good, good." And I was like, "Why the fuck are you here?" and like the teacher was like, "What?" And I'm sitting here with like 2 full sleeves. And now they were like, we fucked up. We should have brought this guy on the air, you know. But it's true.
They're like mute.
Yeah, they're like, oh, the connection. But if I can get a hold of college kids, because college kids look at me and go, hey, he's not out of our age group. He's very in it. He's right here with us. He's in the multimedia age. He gets it. I can get their parents because their kids are going to tell their parents.
Yeah.
I can get their little brothers, and then I can go talk next door, and then they'll bring their little brother next door, and I'm giving things away for free. Who doesn't love free shit?
Everybody loves free shit. So you talked a lot about the nutritional portion of your program.
Yeah.
Do you have an exercise portion of your program?
Yep. Every single one comes with a Monday, Wednesday, Friday strength training with a Saturday Metcon circuit. And there's Tuesday and Thursday extra credit options, as I call them.
Is there any variability if you're like a small girl versus a huge guy?
Not really to start, just because of the fact of I have other programs available. Like I have a touring musician and traveling businessman program.
Ooh,
so
I love that.
So I have one so it's like, hey, when you're touring or when you're a businessman, you run into 3 problems. You're either in a hotel, the middle of nowhere that doesn't have a gym, or you're able to go and get a day pass.
Yeah.
I have a program for all 3 of them, all in one package. So the difference between girls and guys is I just look at it like, hey, girls are not going to go and try to throw on heavy weight.
Yeah.
Girls can bench press, girls can do squats, girls can do deadlifts, girls can do all of these lifts, and if they don't want to, I understand that, but there's plenty of other things in different variations. Like I said, hey, dumbbell overhead press or barbell.
So the program really can be used by anybody.
Yeah, it's very vast, and it's just to get your blood moving, where it's like, hey, if you want to warm up today, run a mile, or 2,500 meter row, or elliptical for 30 minutes, or whatever it is to hit 250 calories.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, wow, like, this is so easy. And then they go home and they eat food, and I teach them what BMR is, in the PDF. I teach them what the BMR is. I teach them your calories in versus calories out, how your BMR changes with your age, height, weight, sex. It's very educational, because I realize that at the end of the 30 days, I want people to say and go, oh, I can do this for another 30.
Yeah.
I can do this for 60. I can do this for 90. I can keep going, because it's a lifestyle. Like, I see so many I'm not here to shit talk anybody, but you know, I'm sure people know Devin Physique or Divine Physique or Devin
on Instagram.
Sounds
Instagram.
Familiar.
Yeah, he's like, what, 5 million followers, mm-hmm. million or whatever it is. And I signed up for one of his free challenges. And then I saw it was like $100 for 2 weeks of a meal plan. Then it was another $100 for the next 2 weeks of the meal plan. Then it was like $100 for the training program to go with it. Then it was another $100 for you to get his phone number to be able to communicate with him. And the girl came out who was running his accounts and stuff, and he never programmed anything. And so it's like $500 for a 30-day challenge, you know? And I'm like looking at it like, you didn't
it's
even
supposed
program.
To be cheaper online,
oh, I heard
right?
about that. Yeah. I heard about that. Yeah.
His assistant came out and was just like, yo, you were texting me the whole time, and I programmed it, and he never even involved himself. But think about it. If he has 2 million followers, $500 a month for the crazy people, if he got 1,000 people to sign up like that, if he got 10,000, if he got 100,000 of 5 million, whatever it is, followers, like, this dude is caking money.
Yeah,
and, you know, he's driving a Raptor and multiple cars and stuff, but I'm sitting here going, yo, I don't want that. I just want everyone to be healthy so then I can go into any damn grocery store and get something for myself.
That's what it's really about.
That's all
selfishly selfless. I like
that. It's like, you know, man, I was hungry before I came here and I had to eat, you know, a Garden of Life protein bar or whatever it is, you know, because there's nothing else in the area that I really trusted. I don't know. I don't want to risk getting sick because that's my life. I haven't eaten In-N-Out since living here. And 2.5-3 years.
You haven't what?
Eaten In-N-Out.
In-N-Out. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Which is like a rite of passage when you move here. So.
But I haven't eaten it. And the craziest part is my little brother just came out here like a month ago. And he was like, you got to eat with me. So we went. I got fucking food poisoning.
Oh, wow.
Because your body's so not used to the processed food.
That? Yeah. You know, and I was just so bummed. And I was like, that's why I don't eat it.
So I did this crazy TV show, and I talk about it all the time. Sorry, you guys are probably bored of listening to it. But I had to get fat with my client and lose weight. And I remember...
what is that? What is it? Love
pizza
it, lose
fat
it?
Pizza fat.
You did that?
Yeah.
I'm going to go home, and this is going to be great. This is going to be great.
So I remember my first fat meal. Second fat meal was Taco Bell, and I loved Taco Bell in high school. Like, I love Taco Bell.
Crunch wraps,
Supreme.
Oh,
my
God.
And, you know, I'm thinking when I'm going to eat this food, like, it's just going to be like, yes.
Yeah.
And I tell you, like, we had to stop filming because I had to keep running to the bathroom.
Yeah,
it
I
was just,
it
wasn't sitting in me. And I'm like, this is crazy.
That sucks.
Like,
and we know that we did the show where we talked about the antibiotics and the food. I know they were trying to reduce them now, but at the time, I'm sure it was,
I feel like you could have not eaten anything different. You could have eaten healthy the entire time, but just drank soda and drank alcohol, and it would have done the exact same thing.
True.
Because they're so destructive for your body. Like,
sugar rich,
My little brother, he's a third-year med student. And he talks all the time about when you're drinking alcohol, when your body starts consuming alcohol, everything else in your body distorts the fat.
Yeah.
No matter what you're eating. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what you're eating at all. It's just instantly. So I'm constantly sitting there like, you can drink your vodka waters all you want. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to eat anything, you might as well just cheat it up. You might as well just have French fries or something because it's going to be chicken breasts or you know, black beans or whatever burrito you have. It's going to be turned to fat.
And this is what I think it is. And Shaka and I have discussed this before. I think it's because when you mix certain ingredients or foods in your body doesn't know how to break it down separately.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's...
You can't separate. Yeah. You can't go, this is healthy and this is shrapnel.
Yeah.
No, it just goes everything shrapnel.
Yeah. So when you eat your proteins with your carbs, it's all... I think automatically going to break down as fat.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy because there's so many products, there's so many foods out there on the market where you eat like that. Your hamburgers, your spaghetti and meatballs, your all that stuff is the carbs and the meat mixed together.
Yeah.
That's one of the craziest things too. I challenge anybody. If you give me a food you like and I can give you a healthy version of it.
Yeah.
People go spaghetti and I go, okay, black bean or organic black bean pasta, one ingredient, no added sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like what, 20 grams of protein per serving and 215 calories. And there's edamame pasta. There's mung bean pasta. There's, you named it earlier. What's the cute little bean anyway.
Oh, garbanzo beans.
Yeah, garbanzo bean pasta. There's so many different options. People are like, well, what about like nachos? And I'm like, okay, I take sweet potatoes and I use my little whatever it's called, the little
slicer.
Yeah, it slices them super, super thin.
Yeah.
And so we throw those down and we put, you know, some vegan cheese, like almond cheese or something on top of it. Boom.
Yeah.
You know, there's healthy options if you want to do do that.
You just have to be creative.
Yeah, and there's this thing called Pinterest. I know it's going to blow your mind. But just check Pinterest or Instagram, and it's better for you, and it's usually cheaper. Yeah. I found it to be cheaper most times.
Yeah,
I think that's a misnomer that eating healthier is somehow more expensive.
Oh, it's not.
It, not only is it cheaper, it's going to be really cheap in the long run because you're not going to deal with having to go to the doctor or having a.
It's not faster. Yeah. It's cheaper.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, and so I think a lot of people differentiate that where they're like, well, I can drive through and get $26 for the family meal or whatever it is. And I'm like, that's fine. Yeah. But I bet you for $26, I could whip something up pretty cool.
And if you're taking a few hours on a Sunday to prep your meals, then it can be just as quick because, you know, you have them ready to pop in. Yeah.
Do you meal prep?
No.
Do you meal prep?
No. I haven't in a while, but I usually do.
I used to.
I cook on the day, though. I'll cook on the day.
And so. Yeah. I've lost the passion for
chicken.
That's
what it is. Yeah. I just can't eat chicken the same way every single day.
So I kind of was just like, well, what am I going to meal prep? A bunch of black beans?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's my thing right now is just, you know, keeping in the freezer from Trader Joe's some organic brown rice or cauliflower rice frozen. Mm-hmm. And because I love bowls. I feel like everybody loves bowls. Yeah. And it's like you grab cauliflower rice, brown rice, or quinoa, all organic. Throw it in a little bowl, microwave the crap out of it, and throw on some black beans on top of it, and I cut up some peppers, and it's like, boom, done.
I do the same thing, but I throw in some plant-based meat, too. Ooh. Yeah. So that really makes me feel like I have the feeling of eating meat. Yeah.
That's really all you need. It's you can trick your mind, and the crazy part is when you actually stop eating sugars, I'm sure you guys have seen of all the documentaries where it's like the mice are it's more addictive than cocaine.
It's
ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so it's crazy to think that if you stop eating that, you don't crave it anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly
what it
is.
If you don't crave it, you taste other things in foods. Like, when I bite into, an apple now, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah?
Whoa, this is crazy. But then I'll have, a Trader Joe's peanut butter cup, and then it just completely gets destroyed. And I'm and I start crying.
Yeah, and it is all about balance. Is there some sort of... there's some leeway in your diet plan.
100%. Yeah. 100% because when I was on my cut, I was on an 1,800 calorie, which is like for being a 6 foot, 200, I was 200 pound dude.
That's
on,
tight.
1,800 calories is very tight where I was living off of my protein shake at the end because from the banana, I was getting sugar from banana and I was, from the Garden of Life and the cashew milk or the almond milk.
Yeah.
But now it's when I went home for the holidays, it was cool to train for 3 weeks in a surplus where I was eating 3K a day. It was really cool, and it was funny because I PR'd all of my lifts, and and then I'm coming back, and I'm like, I gained a little bit, cut like 2 or 3 pounds or 5 pounds or whatever. I don't really care.
A lot of it's water weight.
It's all irrelevant at that point. But I know I was eating more chicken. I was eating more, but I wasn't eating garbage. I wasn't sitting there and going, hey, mom and dad, let's go and get McChickens. Because it's all about moderation.
Yeah.
So the all natural athlete movement is to inspire everybody because you can do it, I can do it, they can do it, everybody can do it. There's every single person I see at the gym every day, whether it's a man who's 300 pounds, just his first day in the gym, I don't care. I'm going to fucking high five you, give you a hug and say, yo, whatever you need from me, because I'm not here to make money off of you. I'll figure out a way to make money. I'll go fold t-shirts before I charge you because you deserve more.
Yeah.
That's a hashtag I use a lot where it's, I didn't know it was a life that I was missing. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know the confidence and the clarity and.
I want to know more about this traveling musician or entrepreneur, just anybody that travels a lot in general. How do they stay healthy? I mean, if I go on a vacation or visit home or I'm in a hotel, I feel stuck. I don't know what to choose.
For us on the West Coast,
We're completely spoiled out here, and that's one of my favorite things to talk about. And I thought before I took my challenge to the public in January, March, whatever it was this past couple months ago. In January, my parents surprised me and my girlfriend with a cruise. I went on a 9-day cruise. On a cruise, if we looked it up, what the majority of people who gain weight and, because it's usually unlimited drinks, unlimited food, I lost 2 pounds in that 9 days.
Because you probably weren't eating all the bad
food.
Yeah, what
were you doing?
Everything's bad on the boat.
What I'm saying is I went and they had the salad bars and they had, a lot of the raw, when they make the Asian dishes, they have all the raw, all the mung beans and stuff. Yeah. So I was eating a bunch of raw. So I almost went on a weird raw diet. But then at the end of the night, they would have chicken or steak or something. I would eat dinner, but I was sitting there the whole time going, it's not the best for me, but at the exact same time, I still trained every single day on that cruise.
Mm-hmm.
So where there's a will, there's a way. 100%. If you wake up tomorrow and you're in Wisconsin and it's 0 degrees outside, I don't expect you to go for a 10-mile run. I don't expect that. But at the exact same time, there's no reason that you can't do, you know, I don't care if it's burpees in front of your beds and box jump, you know, or burpee in front of your bed up to a jump on the bed. You know, there's things that you can do no matter what. Yeah. And so that program, like I said, is very built where one of my artists right now, the bass player, is a vegan. And I mean, strict with it too, you know, and it's cool because he like when they have an off day or something, he'll go and restock up on nuts, on different bars that he enjoys and things to get him through to the next meal. But you can get really creative anywhere you go. And I'm not saying they eat fast food anymore, but hey, if you go to a pizza place, I'm sure there's a pizza place down the road and we can make a salad there of some sort with minimal things that they have that won't have meat in it and it will not have any sort of cheese and it will not have any sort of like sauce on it. But you're your palate changes. Your palate changes. So the touring musician and traveling businessman program that I do, I think a lot of people love it just because who sits at home every day anymore? So, no, it's a very cool, I'm trying to think of a, after doing it for a long time, then I was confident to, to show out to the people. It's like, hey, you can do this, you know, but don't kill yourself. It's a journey. All this is a journey, as you know. How long have you been going to the gym?
Well, about five years now.
Five years?
That I've like consistently been in there.
Like 3 days a week, 4 days a week?
Yeah, on average, probably 3 or 4 days a week.
Three or four days a week. What about you? How long?
Say that again. How long have I been going to the gym?
Yeah, to a gym slash average days per week.
Right now, it should be more, maybe 4 days a week. But I feel like...
Should be more. 4 days is pretty good.
I think it should be more, but about 4 days a week, I can honestly say. I wish it was 5, 6.
How many years have you been doing that?
Probably 5 years, four years.
And so the whole statement is, it's the only thing that you can do every single day and not be
best.
It's so cool because I sit here and I went, man, like... You know, I PR'd my clean and jerk the other day at 250. I was like, yes, so happy about that. And then I went in today and didn't hit 245. And I was like, was it my energy? Yeah. What was it, my food? You know, there's so many different things that go into it. And I think that's what makes it so much fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It makes it, it becomes a fun thing. It's a journey. Don't sit there and kill yourself.
For yourself.
So fun. You can switch it up so much.
I'm going to go eat Halo Top tonight. I'm going to go home and it's going to be 9 p.m. and I'm going to open my Halo Top and it's going to be, there's a little bit of sugar in it and I'm not going to die.
And for those watching who don't know what Halo Top is, what it is.
Halo Top is a healthy, amazing ice cream. Check it out. Go to the grocery store and you'll love it. And what is there? 15, 17 grams of protein, 20 grams of protein. It's a whey protein isolate. So
if
you're vegan,
yeah,
you can't do Halo Top if you're vegan. But that's one of my. What about pressed juicery?
Their freezes are amazing.
Freezes. Yeah, the ice cream. Yeah. So there's always ways to make something healthy and treat yourself, because if you're going to be sitting there just grinding your head against a stone, you can't do it for 5 years.
Mm. Yeah,
and it's not fun. And then it becomes not the endorphins; it becomes the negative thing in your life, and dreading it. And then you skip 2 days, and then you skip 3 days, and then.
And it takes time. Like, we've been in the gym how many years now? Like, it takes time to get your IQ, your fitness and your health IQ up.
Yeah.
So I'd say to people, just give yourself that time. Like, don't go, I need to be vegan tomorrow, or I need to be the healthiest version of myself tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Give yourself time to be a little bit healthier than you were the day before.
Yeah, beat yesterday. Always just do a little bit better than the day before, whether it be a little bit further in your run. That's what happened to me. When I went on my first run after smoking for that long, I was like...
Did you have the same girlfriend?
Yeah, same girlfriend before and
so
after.
So she's
seen
ride or die.
She took that's honestly one of the most what the haters say online.
Yeah.
People are always like, yeah, you only have a hot girlfriend now because you're not fat anymore.
She
was there before.
Check this out. It's the hot little blonde with the fatty. She liked me for my personality, Mom.
That's awesome.
No, she's a sweetheart.
All right, so we are about at the end of our show. Again, where can people go online to join in on this free challenge where they can get these cool t-shirts, sweaters, and talk to you?
It's just currinblevins.com, currinblevins. It's a pretty easy name, too. It's just, you know, and like that's my Instagram, Curran Blevins. Website's Curran Blevins. Twitter's Curran Blevins. Facebook, the only thing that's different is it's the all natural athlete.
Okay.
Just because.
And when they hit you up, you're responding.
And that's what I was going to say. It's really your assistant.
Yeah, no. I don't have an assistant. No, basically, no, it's always me and the programs are always, like I said, it's something that's going to, it's a journey. If you're interested in a lifestyle change, I don't do meal plans. I don't believe meal plans work, because the minute you come off a meal plan, what are you going to eat?
Yeah.
You never educated yourself in the first place. You're just, you know, monkey see, monkey do, or like a Pavlov's dog. Ring the bell and you get hungry, you know? Mm-hmm. So I want to educate people, and then I want people to basically change others.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like a lend a helping hand aspect, mm-hmm. where as soon as, you know, I got better, I went and helped other people, and I want those people to go help other people. Mm-hmm. And that's what I see a lot of. That's, mm-hmm. you know, so they hold each other accountable.
Pay it forward,
so,
I love it.
KurtinBlevins.com. Socials are... Kurt and Blevins, baby.
Yeah. Well, we love it. We love that you brought your energy in today. We appreciate it.
This was a lot of fun.
I know, right? We'll have to have you back on soon. Yeah. You guys can find me online at fitwithfallon.com, at fitwithfallon across all my social media, and
you can find me at Soccer Strong on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. And thank you, Mr. Blevins, for coming in.
Thank you. Awesome.
The all-natural athlete. Look at him.
Had a blast.
We'll see you guys next week.
See you guys next week.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Christian, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.